really lovely chest, I think. It's one of the prettiest new pieces. I don't like new furniture, but I do like this. It's a new piece that's nice French in design. It's really pretty. It has three drawers.
You mentioned dresser. Have you ever heard people call that anything else?
I can remember my grandmother calling these high boys that she had chiffoniers.
Was that completely drawers, or was there any sort of hanging space?
Trying to remember. They used to have, I can remember some of the old furniture that my grandmother had. It's that horrible Mission Oak stuff that people still buy. I can imagine that they do. But I mean, everyone has their own taste. They can buy what they like. That had drawers on one side and had an opening that you could hang things in on the other. Like, I guess like a small wardrobe. She used to have some enormous wardrobe, you know, just really.
That was entirely hanging space.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And what you call now the place where you hang your clothes, that's just
the closet.
What about anything called a chaperone?
I've heard those terms, but I've never heard them used in my family.
You're not sure what's being described, what's being referred to? When people talk about the chaperone?
Not really. I assumed it's something like the chiffonier. I just have some sort of vague picture in my mind,
right.
But I'm not, it's not terms that we use.
Right, I see.
Well,
what about the, you know, the things that are over your windows to keep out the light? You call those your...
Drapes.
These are the drapes. And these things that some people have, they're on rollers, you know, you can pull it down.
Oh, shades.
Yeah, you call those shades.
Right.
Well, what about these things that are... They're slanted, you know, and you can adjust
Venetian
them.
Blinds.
Some houses, I don't know if this house has one or not, but right underneath the roof, you know, a space that might be used for storage or something like that.
The attic?
When you were talking about your house, the kitchen in your house, have you ever seen maybe an older house around here in which the kitchen was built away from the house?
This one originally had that, I think. But it's been added to and remodeled so many times. I've never... and it seems to me like my... No, I haven't seen it myself. I've just heard that there have been places. Although I can still remember the wash pot in the backyard.
Uh-huh.
And they had a gas jet under it and that great big black kettle and would wash those clothes and have a stick, you know.
Right. Well, have you ever heard that kitchen that's built away from the house called anything just other than the kitchen?
I really haven't. And to tell you the truth, the place where I heard about that was in Virginia.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure that it was common in this area.
Yes.
Or you might have to ask the older people because I'm not.
Well, just out of curiosity, do you have any idea why it was built away from the house like that?
Well, because of the heat and fire, I would imagine.
I see. Well, what about maybe a room built right off the kitchen where a person might store extra dishes or canned
goods? Pantry.
That would be called a pantry. What would you call, say, things that you might keep around? Maybe for sentimental value, but they're really not worth much. Maybe a broken chair or something like that.
No, I've got a lot of those.
You just say you had a lot of...
Junk.
Have you ever heard of people having a separate room at their house in which they kept